With Cap Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. One of downtown Sacramento's biggest restaurants, closed because of the coronavirus outbreak, has filed notice of more than 100 layoffs. The Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich is here with more details on that story. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve. We are talking about Denver-based Punch Bowl Social, which combines food with bowling and other games. Punch Bowl Social told state employment officials it's permanently laying off 115 people at the local site, which opened in 2017.
So if the layoffs are permanent, does that mean the restaurant isn't expecting to reopen later?
Representatives of Punch Bowl say the layoffs are permanent, but the closure is temporary. Those layoffs took effect March 16th, the day after Governor Newsom called on all bars and nightclubs across the state to close because of the coronavirus. But even though the local site is expected to reopen, there are some questions about its future funding and operations.
What kind of questions?
Cracker Barrel, a restaurant chain from Tennessee, has said it will stop investing in Punch Bowl Social. Now, Punch Bowl still expects to eventually reopen its locations, and its founder has said he's looking for a new partner for the growing concept. But if those plans changed, it would leave a pretty big vacancy in downtown Commons, where Punch Bowl fills about 23,000 square feet.
Oh, wow, that is a big place. Well, layoffs are also happening at a Sacramento construction company. Which one?
Domus Construction and Design Incorporated, and its subsidiary, Statewide Restoration Incorporated. They're laying off 61 workers, and the layoffs are expected to be permanent, according to a recent filing.
Now, I thought construction was considered essential during the coronavirus outbreak, and projects could move forward as planned.
True. Construction companies are exempt from statewide orders for non-essential businesses to close or allow their employees to telecommute. But the CEO of Domus Construction says construction companies are still being impacted by the coronavirus.
How are they being impacted? Did he give you any specifics?
Well, the CEO of this construction company said building inspections are being delayed as city staff convert to telecommuting, and that can affect construction companies.
How is this going to impact major construction projects? Does this mean they won't be moving forward?
We don't know for sure, but so far, major construction projects set to break ground in upcoming months appear to be mostly on track in the Sacramento area.
Which projects are these?
Well, two major local projects are still on track for summer starts, according to their developers. That includes the first residential project in Sacramento's Rail Yards development and 17 Central, a retail and residential project that will be built at the former home of the Sacramento Ballet in Midtown Sacramento.
What about other local housing projects? I mean, there was already a housing shortage before the coronavirus hit.
Exactly. Well, at least in the Sacramento region, home building has continued, but those involved in the industry acknowledge that events are changing quickly. On Tuesday, Bay Area counties shut down construction outside of affordable housing projects. Nonetheless, the CEO of the North State Building Industry Association told us the construction industry isn't feeling the way it did during the last economic downturn. He said he's cautiously optimistic the industry will be able to bounce out of this one.
Okay, so cautiously optimistic, but are there things they are worried about?
Since the situation is changing so quickly, we don't know what all this will mean in the summer, when home building is typically at its peak. Potential supply chain issues could also cause a shortage of construction materials in the upcoming weeks or even months. An executive from one home building firm mentioned a glass factory in Fremont that is shut down, for example.
Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can follow her on Twitter at @SSorichSacBiz, and you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.